Now, as we've been hearing, Gardaí say they will have a significant policing operation in place to deal with protests in Dublin city centre tomorrow. Over 2,500 Gardaí will be on duty at key locations and checkpoints nationwide and will also carry out checks on public transport. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more. Paul, what are Gardaí expecting?
Well, the background to this is the violent scenes which took place in Dublin city centre 2.5 weeks ago, Gavin. We know that missiles and fireworks were thrown at the Gardaí during the anti-vax, anti-mask and lockdown protest on Grafton Street. 3 Gardaí were injured, 24 people were arrested, most have been charged. They're currently before the courts. So there was a substantial policing operation put in place for another protest in Cork a week later. That passed off peacefully and the Gardaí are hoping for the same. I mean, they have been monitoring social media and they say they're aware that multiple protests and large gatherings are being planned by disparate groups in different locations in Dublin tomorrow, such as the city centre at the GPO and the Spire, government buildings, Herbert Park on the south side is also another location, and outside RTE. These are so-called hotspots. They have been the focus of much anger and resentment from anti-lockdown protesters over the past year. Now, the Gardaí also say they have no role in licensing or approving protests, and they're seeking to engage with protest groups in advance, but groups, some groups in particular, are choosing not to engage with them.
So what's in the plan?
Well, St. Patrick's Day, at any one time, they say more than 2,500 Gardaí will be on duty all over the country, uniformed, plain clothes, as well as the specialist units. The air support will monitor protests or gatherings from the air. The mounted unit, the horses, the dogs, and the public order unit will be on duty. There'll be about 66 public order unit officers. There'll be checkpoints focused on road safety violations, non-essential travel, people exercising outside their home. These checkpoints will be on arterial routes in to the city to prevent large numbers of people coming into the city. High visibility patrols will be on duty at public amenities, beaches, forests, parks, beauty spots. They say they'll be managing any large gatherings that could occur there. People can expect to be stopped, the Gardaí say, and asked why they're out. Is their journey essential? Are they more than 5 kilometres from their home? Cordons and restrictions will be in place around Dublin city centre to restrict movement, and people are being asked not to organise or attend any demonstrations or protests. Now, the Gardaí say their approach will be the 4 E's approach. They will engage, explain and encourage. Enforcement, they say, will be a last resort. They also say that any Garda activity will be part of a graduated policing response to evolving events, and these will also take into account public health regulations and advice. But they are stressing that restrictions on movement don't apply to vulnerable people, those in danger, victims of domestic abuse or indeed any crime. They say they'll always be available to people who are in these situations to provide support for them.
That's outdoors mostly, Paul. What are police, or Gardaí rather, saying in relation to house parties?
Yeah, they're worried about house parties. I mean, not just in houses, but in gardens or in residential areas, street parties. They're worried about the potential for that. I mean, the Gardaí, not just the Gardaí, the government and the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Ronan Glynn, have all asked people to stay at home and not to organise or attend any house parties or large gatherings. The Gardaí say they'll focus on these events, and there has been already a focus on parties. They say over 2,100 people have already been fined. Over 400 have been fined more than €500 for organising a house party. More than 1,600 others have been fined €150 for attending a house party. The government is also asking people not to assemble in large groups. They say that while the right to freedom of assembly is a fundamental part of our democracy, that right, they say, must be balanced against the other rights of citizens, including the protection of their health and their lives.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.